KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 43 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. First off on the news this morning, a correction from last hour. Apparently, I had my dates mixed up. Members of the Atlantic School Board's Board of Education will meet Wednesday afternoon, not today, at the High School Media Center, and that is for the collective bargaining sessions and a special meeting that includes a resignation. Everything else is correct. The meeting will begin tomorrow at 4 o'clock with a certified collective bargaining unit, and then they'll move into the non-certified staff bargaining unit proposals and the rebuttals from the Board of Education for both of those. They'll also have action on their agenda tomorrow, includes a resignation, which is likely referring to the hiring of Matt Alexander by the Oldwalt Arthur BCIG School Board. So once again, that meeting for the Atlantic School Board is tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, not today. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, one person suffered suspected minor non-incapacitating injuries following a collision in Creston Monday afternoon. The Creston Police Department reports a 1998 Ford F-150 pickup driven by 33-year-old Susan Lynn Heslop of Creston was traveling north on Oak Street and had entered the intersection with Lucas Street when she collided with a 1989 Ford Ranger pickup driven by 46-year-old Paula Scheimer of Creston. The accident happened around 2:15 p.m. as Scheimer was traveling east on Lucas. Authorities say that Schimmer had a yield sign on her side of the intersection where there were no such signs at the intersection for Heslop. The F-150 hit the Ranger on its passenger side door, causing a total of $2,500 damage. Both women were wearing their seatbelts. Heslop was transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston to be checked for injuries. Authorities say Schimmer was to blame for failing to yield, but there were no citations issued. Three people were arrested Monday on separate charges in Creston, according to Creston police. 52-year-old Richard Beam of Boonville was arrested at the law enforcement center on a Union County warrant for the charge of failure to appear on an original charge of domestic abuse assault by impeding flow of air or blood. He was being held in the Union County jail on $2,000 bond. 30-year-old Christopher Willems of Creston was arrested Monday in the 100 block of South Stone on a charge of driving while suspended. He was later released on $300 bond. And 50-year-old Ricardo Hernandez Ortiz of Sergeant Bluff was arrested Monday in Creston on a charge of possession of controlled substance, first offense. Ortiz was released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that 20-year-old Darian Scott Stone of Creston was arrested Friday night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. Stone was being held in the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday there were four recent arrests. Last Friday, 57-year-old Kim Cedarberg of Essex was arrested at a tavern in Avoca. She was taken into custody for public intoxication. 34-year-old Mindy Mortensen of Oakland was arrested a little after 5 a.m. Saturday for public intoxication and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Mortensen was taken into custody at the Oakland Casey store after deputies were called to check on her welfare. Late Saturday morning, a traffic stop in Pottawatomie County on westbound Interstate 80 near mile marker 3 resulted in the arrest of a man from Colorado after the 2017 Chrysler 300 was pulled over for excessive speed. The driver, 39-year-old Mason Fuller of Boulder, Colorado, was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And a man from Council Bluffs was arrested Sunday afternoon in Pott County for domestic assault with injury. 54-year-old Troy Dean Stewart was arrested after allegedly assaulting his girlfriend at a residence in Carson. The 52-year-old alleged victim of the assault suffered apparent minor injuries. All Atlantic Rising, a civic-minded social group for networking and social events, will host their fifth annual awards and luncheon and dessert gala on April 27th, and they're seeking community-wide nominations for those awards. The awards are designed to recognize the achievement of young professionals who demonstrate a commitment to excellence and innovation in their profession and within the community. The awards are open to any young professional that meets the criteria of being between the ages of 21 and 45 years old as of January 1st of this year and either works or resides within Cass County. Young professionals will be nominated for their excellence in four different categories: newcomer, entrepreneur, business leader, and public servant. There will also be one Young Professional Choice Workplace Award given, which recognizes a company who effectively attracts, retains, and develops young professionals. Individuals can either nominate their company or another company. Those companies must be Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce members. You can check the membership directory at www.atlanticiowa.com for eligibility. Nominees for newcomer, entrepreneur, business leader, and public servant do not need to be members of the Atlantic Rising to be eligible for nomination. And to submit a nomination, go to www.atlanticiowa.com for your nomination form, or you can pick one up at the Chamber office at 102 Chestnut Street here in Atlantic. Either way, all nomination forms must be submitted by no later than Tuesday, March 20th by 5 p.m. The 2018 Atlantic Rising Dessert Gala and Awards is sponsored by Megan Roberts, State Farm. If you have any questions, you can contact the Chamber at 243-3017. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday there were two recent arrests and one accident. On February 22nd, deputies arrested 35-year-old Stephen Beck on a charge of OWI third or subsequent offense. Beck was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on his own recognizance. Saturday morning, just after 8:30, deputies responded to a report of a single vehicle accident on White Pole Road at 582nd Street. Officials say a 2008 Ford driven by 18-year-old Randy Harrison of Griswold had been eastbound on White Pole Road when he lost control of his vehicle due to the slippery road conditions. The vehicle slid north of the roadway, colliding with a ditch and going through a barbed wire fence. There were no injuries reported. Damage was estimated to the vehicle at $3,500, while the fence sustained $500 damage. And on Sunday, Cass County deputies arrested 49-year-old Dion Skelton of Atlantic on a charge of driving while revoked. Skelton was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater yesterday reported there have been five recent arrests in his county. 42-year-old Nicole Glendinning of Stewart was arrested by Stewart Police February 22nd. She was taken into custody on an Adair County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original OWI first offense charge. Her cash or surety bond was set at $1,000, and she must complete a substance abuse evaluation before being released. February 22nd, Adair County deputies arrested 22-year-old Ashley Nicole Kelly of Des Moines on an Adair County felony warrant for violation of probation. Kelly was being held without bond until seen by a judge. On February 19th, just after noon that day, 54-year-old Tony Lynn Reese of Bridgewater was arrested on an Adair County warrant to serve sentence. She was transported to the Iowa Women's Correctional Facility in Mitchellville per court order. And that same day, 19-year-old Brennan Wyland of Greenfield was arrested on an Adair County warrant for possession of meth first offense and carrying a knife with a blade 5 inches long or longer, thereby violating the terms of his pretrial release. Wyland was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $2,000 cash-only bond. 32-year-old Sharice Kilgore of Bridgewater was arrested February 18th at the Adair County Sheriff's Office on an Adair County warrant for failure to serve her court-ordered jail time. She was being held in the jail without bond pending completion of her sentence. And a juvenile was arrested by Adair County deputies, but additional information on that was not released due to that person's age. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports three arrests. On February 18th, 32-year-old Skylyn Laverne Stevens of Audubon was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, public intoxication, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possessing controlled substance in a detention facility. Stevens was transported to the Audubon County Jail and released the next day after appearing before the magistrate. And on February 20th, 20-year-old J. Robert Edwin Pedron of Audubon was arrested on active Cass County warrant and released to the Cass County authorities. On February 23rd, 23-year-old Colin Wernemont of Carroll was arrested for driving while revoked. Wernemont was transported to the Audubon County Jail, where he later posted bond and was released. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call today at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.